Here we go.
Let's go.
Welcome to Around the Cooler, the fantasy football podcast with your hosts, Brady Connors, Frankie Morales, and Daniel Acosta.
It's a draft day special with your boys from Around the Cooler, the fantasy football podcast. I'm your boy D with Frank.
What's up, dude? You're getting more corny in the intros than you have been.
It's gonna get worse. It's gonna get progressively worse.
You're
dude.
Like more radio-y than ever. It's like
it's Saturday Night Live.
What is this? What is this? The fucking late '90s, dude.
I had it in my head. What's up, Brady?
I love it, dude.
What up, dude? I'm about it, to be honest with you.
I am, too. I'm just giving him a hard time.
The gayer it is, the better, dude.
Welcome to Around the Cooler.
We start having sound effects in the background.
Yeah. We got to get one of those soundboards.
You know what we should get? And I was thinking about this, maybe next season, is some shitty, like, college intern producer, so we don't have to worry about any of that shit.
Yeah. Let's just go
right. Like, hey, man, come join our shitty podcast, dude.
That's what Dave's for, dude.
We can't offer you credits, beers. But yeah.
We can't offer anything.
It'll be a great experience, dude.
It's an internship, dude. It's a radio.
We can't offer anything.
We can't give you units. We can't give you advice.
Yeah.
Oh, you certainly should listen to this advice.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just a nice little resume booster. So you were an intern for a low-budget fantasy football podcast?
That's right. Come hang out.
Around the Cooler? What is that, an appliance podcast? All the hottest deals at Home Depot.
We sell Sears merchandise here, dude.
What did you do for them? You looked up player stats.
Oh my God, that's too fucking
nice.
Hilarious.
Well, we got a draft day special for you guys, but first, little sprinkles of news. An ATC favorite, Zach Wilson, got traded today.
The motherfucker.
The MILF Hunter Zach Wilson is now a Denver Bronco, traded for a bag of chips.
Yeah.
I mean, we all saw that coming, right?
Yeah, he had to
he
go.
Was,
he didn't
he
show
was
up
gone
to
one
camp.
Way or another.
Like, he's going to die over there, and people are going to forget about him, and nobody will ever remember his name.
I don't think this is going to stop Denver from drafting a quarterback.
It should not.
Absolutely not.
You know what, bro? There's hot moms in Denver, too, so he'll be all right.
He'll be fine.
Absolutely. Yep. He's going to do great there. Frank, your favorite quarterback retired.
Yeah. Matt Ryan finally hung him up, dude. The guy should have hung him up 5 years ago.
Yeah, I agree.
And then he went to Indy and just looked somehow
noodle-armed
worse, dude. I don't know.
You know, for all the shit you give him, bro, I heard a stat about him today. You know he's top 10 in both touchdowns and yards pass?
Well, yeah. Like you
play. For the Atlanta Falcons?
It doesn't matter. That's impressive.
For the Falcons, right?
No, all time.
I don't give a fuck, dude. Fuck Matt Ryan. He's a terrible quarterback. He's never won anything. I think his best season was his rookie year when he went 11-5.
No, it was his best season was when they went to the Super Bowl with Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, well, yeah, but and they
that
fucking blew a 23-point lead, dude.
He was never the same after they lost that game.
You think that rattled him? That just like changed his the course of his career?
Yeah, I don't know. He was getting kind of up there in age, too. And then lastly, the Chiefs extended Andy Reid and Brett Veach. You got the brain trust and the coach. They locked them in long term. Great news for Patrick Mahomes.
That is good news because I think during Super Bowl week, there was like rumblings that he might retire if they won. So,
well, it's like, Hank, you know, what's the saying? Like get out on top or whatever it is.
Go out on top.
Go out on top.
John Elway style.
He's kind of old. He just looks like he's a burger away, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, just one, dude.
He's just the guy that's just going to crump over at White Castle or whatever he eats
White
at.
White Castle, yeah. I've actually never had an actual White Castle. I've had the frozen ones from the store, but never like White Castle.
You hear all like the talks of like, oh, this is better than In-N-Out.
Yeah,
Five Guys
is
better than In-N-Out. No,
it's not.
Nothing's better than In-N-Out.
No,
wow. I'm sorry. I have to break this up. So we just watched that highlight of the Knicks and the Sixers game. So we're filming this on a Monday, and the Knicks play, or I'm sorry, the Philly played at New York, and they had a 5-point lead with less than 13 seconds, and then they ended up losing.
Philadelphia nicked the game.
That's hilarious, dude.
And if you hear us just shout obscenities, it's because we're yelling at the TV because the Laker game's on in the background.
Yeah, we're also probably watching the Lakers go down 0-2 to the Jazz.
We did this last year.
I'm sorry, Denver Nuggets.
We did this last year, too. We had the Laker games a few times.
But let's get to crack 'em.
Let's do it.
To what? To draft week?
Yeah, draft week. Zach Wilson getting traded. Matt Ryan retiring. I don't know. Let's crack 'em to all
of it. Draft week's one of my favorite weeks of the year.
That's true. Me, too.
To the draft.
Let's do it, boys. To the draft. God, for the love of God, Marvin Harrison.
This is for you, Marvin.
Is Embiid crying right here? Why is he not looking up? He's probably crying.
Because he's crying, dude.
Yeah.
All right. So, draft day special. We did a rookie mock draft. A special shout out to a few of our league mates who joined us for that mock draft. 3 rounds, 12 teams, super flex, PPR, not tight end premium. And this is only for rookies. So, this is good for all of you dynasty listeners. We did a quick 3-round draft and we're going to break it down, talk pick by pick. Let's see here. Frank, you had the first pick.
I took the first pick, and I took Marvin Harrison. So I always draft pretty – I will always mock differently than what I think the board's going to fall, just because I'm curious to see how the board fills out in the later rounds and what I could get later. Like, I took Marvin Harrison in the mock draft, even though the team in that league is very quarterback needy, because I just wanted to see what was going to be there in the second, third, and so forth.
Yeah, and I think for the most part, this was just kind of like a generic draft. I didn't approach it thinking of my team.
Oh, you didn't? You just took the best available?
I was just drafting like, all right, I'm just drafting rookies.
Yeah.
But
so, yeah, I took Marvin Harrison first just because I wanted to see how weird it could get.
I like it.
Honestly, like, this is a super flex. You know, the quarterbacks typically go first. To me, Marvin Harrison is the safest pick in the draft. I don't think you're crazy taking like that safe floor.
Right. And another thing about this is doing this so early in the season is that like we don't know where these guys are at right now. So we're just basically drafting on talent. I think Marvin Harrison is going to end up being probably the best player from this draft class. So.
Yeah. I mean, unless he's a Jet.
Caleb's going to go to the fucking, he's going to the Bears.
Right. Caleb's is going to the Bears and Caleb's went to Peace Pats at number 2. I mean, there's no arguments there.
Right.
Like if Marvin went 1-1, Caleb's going to go 1-2.
Say, for instance, you're a team that like has 2 elite quarterbacks in a super flex league, right? And you maybe had sent out your role players for draft picks. Like that's a very feasible way to go. Marvin Harrison first overall to fill out your roster. Like Brady's team, he's got 2, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen. Say he's number 1. I'm probably taking Marvin Harrison in that situation.
A lot of the times you want to draft based off of like what you need.
Right.
I still like to take the best player available approach. Like if I had two good quarterbacks, I'm probably still going to take Caleb Williams considering the format of our league and just the fact like, I mean, perfect example, Ben in our league has AR-15 and CJ Stroud and the 1-1. So if he takes, and he needs receivers, but he has multiple picks. So let's say he takes Caleb Williams. You know, yeah, he could only start 2. But if all 3 of them amount to something, like he could easily flip one of those quarterbacks in a super flex league where everyone's going to be fighting for quarterbacks and get a haul.
Right.
You know, whether it's AR-15, Stroud, or Caleb, they all carry the name value as well. So
AR-15 doesn't carry anything except
the
broken glass knees.
Yeah, so I don't think maybe AR doesn't have the name, but like his fucking ceiling, dude.
Sure.
Like,
no, I get it. That first 3 weeks of the year.
If you traded him like week 2, dude.
Yeah.
3 firsts.
No, I get it. I get it.
So Graham followed that up with Drake May. I think it's kind of a coin toss between Drake May or Jaden Daniels, kind of whoever you like
Jaden
more.
Daniels there, bro. I think that was
Jaden Daniels. Yeah.
For fantasy-wise?
I was going to say, I don't think it's a coin toss. Jaden Daniels.
I think it's Jaden Daniels there.
But that's assuming.
Shit, man. You could even make the argument that Jaden Daniels goes before Caleb because of his running upside.
I was going to say that, but that's also assuming that he goes to the Commanders. I think he has to go to the Commanders in order for that to be a valid point. Otherwise, I think it's weird.
I agree with you. I guess I'm just saying, like, pure talent and fantasy upside. I think you can even make an argument for James.
And there's that talk. Okay. There's those rumblings that he's not happy with the Commanders.
Fuck, who would be, dude? I can't wait to go to a fucking Commanders.
So apparently the Commanders hosted.
Yeah, there's like four other QBs.
The Commanders hosted like four quarterbacks at the same time.
I heard this was a lot of his agent being butthurt.
Yeah,
though.
And apparently he was all butthurt about it. Like they didn't. Apparently they weren't in the same room together. They literally just had them all show up on the same like night and like kind of filtered them in. And apparently,
hey, man.
Apparently he got all pissed off
about
that.
You got to get it done. All the guys were like, man, we have one day to do this. I got shit to do all week. Yeah bring them all in, dude.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of cool. I mean, as a team, like you could evaluate them all at the same time. You know,
I
like,
get the
how do you act with another alpha in a room?
Yeah.
Right? Like, but
they put them all in the same room, dude. It's like
it's
a fucking
group interview,
it's
dude.
A panel interview.
That's
all the
here's
execs
one
on
broomstick.
One side, and fucking the other guys are all on the other side. So tell me why I should give you this job and you sell me this pen.
Bro, they drop a broomstick in the middle of it. Like, all right, who wants to be commander? Yep. Nobody picks it up.
Yep, exactly.
We're good.
What is a commander to you? Everyone go around the room. Tell me your answers.
God. Russell Crowe. So Jaden Daniels went fourth. Malik Nabers went to team five. And then I was up with the sixth pick. Kind of a no-brainer for me. I took Roma Dunze.
Yeah, 100%.
So at the time, I thought he was the best player left on the board. There are some quarterbacks left, and they're probably going to get first-round capital. Frankly, I just like the ceiling of Roma Dunze.
Oh, I don't blame that for 1 second, because if you're just talking quarterbacks after that, I think there's, with the exception of one, I think there's a stark drop-off between Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy.
Agreed.
And Bo Nix. I think Penix has upside, but I still love Roma Dunze there.
Brady, you were right behind me at seven.
Yep. I mean, this was easy pick-ems, bro.
Agreed.
I mean, this guy arguably should go. I mean, I'm looking at the board right now, and, you know, I mentioned to you guys last episode when we broke down Brock Bowers, which is who I took, that he should be the second pass catcher off the board, and he was not. Malik went before him, and so did Rome. This was all about value and best available player at the time, and that was just an easy pick.
That's your TE1 if he lands in a good spot for the next 15 years. So.
Yeah.
AKA not the Jets, dude.
Please, God.
So we had a little run on quarterbacks afterwards. We had McCarthy go eighth, Penix went nine, and Bo Nix went 10. So I have to say this. A lot of this is based off of how Sleeper has these guys ranked right now. I think all three of these quarterbacks will likely go in the first round. So I wouldn't be surprised if the rankings all changed and you're going to see it go like Caleb, Marvin, quarterback, 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 four super flex or two quarterback system.
Right.
So a lot of these guys might get pushed up, you know, into pick 5, 6, 7. The way I'm looking at it right now, you want one of the first seven picks. To think you can get Brock Bowers in the middle of your first round.
Ooh, but fuck.
So, I mean, that's kind of been my strategy, is I've been trying to accrue as many of these first round picks in like the first seven picks as I can.
Right.
You know, but if the rankings do change and all these quarterbacks go in the first round, now you're looking at possibly having one of the first 10 picks. You know, Bo Nix isn't the most sexy guy. Like, if you don't have to draft him, but any quarterback that gets first round capital, you have to consider him.
He's going to get a chance to start.
Right.
So.
Right. Just because of the chance that if he does hit, you know, and if he becomes an average quarterback, he's still averaging, 16 points a game, which is more than any wide receiver two, any running back two.
Right.
Like, you have to be a top 10 guy at your position to average that many points.
That's why I fucking hate two quarterback leagues.
It's also more than Anthony Richardson.
Hey. But those four games, dude. One would say he's the J.K. Dobbins of quarterbacks.
One would say that.
One would.
Give me one more year, and then we can say that.
So Ben was up with pick 11. First running back off the board, and he chose Blake Corm. A little bit of a head-scratcher. Not my first quarterback, but there's some upside there.
Sure.
Followed with Jay's pick, and I think he swung for the fences here. Adonai Mitchell at the 112, and I honestly don't hate that pick.
Same. I mean,
I'm not drafting him just because he's too volatile for me. But like
home run hitter, dude.
I could easily
end of the first.
Exactly. He could easily become the guy. He could easily become a top three receiver in this group. And I'm going to be like, yeah, I wasn't going to risk it.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Back to you, Frank, with the 2-1.
Keon Coleman, this was just purely on upside here. After Adane, I just was like, I actually was looking at either Keon Coleman or Ladd here, and I just went with Keon Coleman, the more athletic dude.
Ladd's a gym rat, though.
Ladd's a gym rat.
We love our gym rats here.
Keon's athletic, though. That's what they call.
I feel like the landing spots will kind of be the determining factor between those two.
Exactly.
That's what they call what, bro? Say it.
That's exactly, dude. So, you know.
I wish we were like recording us. Like you could see your face right now. Yeah, I know. So Ladd McConkey did not waste much time. He went next to Peace Pats. Followed up with Trey Benson to Graham. So Benson with the Drake May, Trey Benson stack. Then Troy Franklin, a little early for my opinion. Xavien Worthy.
Javier
Worthy, and then
were they, dude?
I was up at the 2-6.
Back to back Javiers.
Knowing that Brady was drafting right behind me, I had to take his boy Xavier.
This was
Legette.
A fuck you, dude.
This was a strictly fuck you.
Yeah, I love it.
Pick Xavier Legette, but you know what? I could see myself making this pick because I do think the upside is there.
And that's about, I think, where he should go.
Agreed.
To be fair, so I mean,
dude, and honestly,
don't hate it.
Since we kind of deep dived into the receiver class. People are starting to talk about this guy. He's climbing people's boards.
I'm a little concerned about his potential landing spot.
Yeah, me too.
I heard the Panthers are hoping he falls to them.
Yeah.
Apparently, I think the Panthers are doing more than hope. They've pretty much told him, we're going to draft you if you're there.
He's like, oh, God.
Yes. Agreed. Fuck.
We're going to pair you with the smallest quarterback the league's ever seen. How does that sound, son? Are you serious?
So I also had, where did I hear it from? I'm not going to be able to give credit to the source, but I heard a good breakdown on why he hasn't done shit his first 4 years. So it had something to do with like nuke. So first of all, I guess he gray shirted. I didn't know that was a thing where like you just go to school and you're not with the team.
I didn't know that was a thing either. I've been watching college ball for years.
So then, and then on top of that, they had a coaching change. Then he had gotten into a motorcycle accident.
Ooh.
And then okay. I think he just had like one like developmental year. I'm like, okay,
so maybe he didn't get like his shit. He didn't get it going until that right. After all of that.
But a fifth year breakout is still a massive red flag.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. But taking into consideration the things that happen every year and year, that sounds like I would believe that.
Right.
You know?
But God, he looked like AJ Brown to me, dude.
He looks just like AJ Brown, except he's faster.
And AJ Brown is fucking fast, dude.
Yeah.
What's up with AJ Brown? Like, does it just me or do they seem like they're always trying to get rid of him?
What do you mean?
I mean, I always keep hearing like trade news about him.
I don't think they're trying to get rid of him at all this year. If anything, we thought last year we may have seen. No, dude.
I wonder if he's a cap casualty.
What was his line last year?
I don't know how much he got paid. Dave, can you look that up?
Oh, no. He got paid a lot because he got gifted.
He was still top 10. But I don't know. We're getting a little off topic.
Yeah.
So, Brady, you followed up Xavier Legette with Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas. Yep. Again, just another example of best available, best value here. Brian Thomas, to me, I mentioned it in the wide receivers episode. He grades out as my fifth best wide receiver, actually behind the guy that you took, Xavier Legette. So, yeah, I'm definitely taking Brian Thomas above guys like Xavier Worthy, Troy Franklin, Ladd McConkey, Keon Coleman. So this was just kind of a no-brainer pick as well.
Nice. So Jalen Polk went next, followed by Braylon Allen. Jonathan Brooks at the 210. God, that would be a dream for a contending team to possibly get the RB1 in this class.
Right.
That'd be nasty, nasty. Devontae Walker with 211. And then to
my
Ben.
My five, baby.
Guy. Yeah. No, I thought he was your seven, dude.
Oh, yeah, he was my seven. Yeah. That's right. We did top seven.
The point is he's on your list, and that's
the
bad,
point
dude.
Is he's the man, dude.
Jay went receiver again with Ricky Pearsall, my sleeper pick for the draft.
He's been listening to the podcast,
I think so.
Hasn't he?
And then, Frank, your last pick.
I took best available running back here. I think he was the best one on the board, and I just was like, who cares? At this point, I started to check out, to be honest with you. Like,
fair play. Most of the talented people are gone anyways.
Yeah, this is the fucking third round, dude. So yeah. I took Jalen Wright.
You could find maybe a couple diamonds on the rough, though.
I mean, in my defense, I did draft Kyren Ingram or Kyren Williams in the fifth round.
You drafted Brandon Ingram, dude?
Melvin Ingram?
Yeah. Kyren Williams, I think, in the third round.
Mm.
Okay.
So
yeah, I mean, you could definitely find a
you
diamond.
You can find something out there, but it's tough.
It is. It's definitely hard at this stage.
These guys are probably guys that are going to be sitting for a year or two.
Yeah, but hey, man, they're out there. Yep. You know, Puka, I mean, I guarantee you, he was probably, what, four, yeah, fifth? Something like that. So.
Was he even drafted? Yeah, he was.
Like, yeah, he was. Late.
Did you get him in Dynasty?
I got him in both Dynasties.
You're Damn. The fucking man, dude.
Yep.
So Roman Wilson went to Peace Pats. Peace threw together a good little team here. Caleb, Luke McConkey, and Roman Wilson. Malachi Corley went to Graham.
We didn't talk about this guy.
We did.
We did.
Did we?
Because yeah. You were like, Debo man, Light. That's a cool name.
Yeah. Okay. Debo Light?
Yeah.
Can't run
anymore. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Okay.
Only short game?
I didn't think we talked about him, but my apologies.
Bucky Irvin went to Team 4, and then this pissed me off. Team 5 took Marshawn Lloyd, who I was salivating. I was praying I was going to get Marshawn Lloyd, but he went to Team 5. And to think you could probably get Marshawn Lloyd in the third. Now, granted, draft position is going to dictate where this guy's really going to go, but... I mean, Marshawn Lloyd was my number three running back.
He jumped off the tape for me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty explosive. Yeah, he's got juice for sure. But, I mean, I think it's about fair, dude. Third round? I think it's fair just given the amount of talent at wideout this year.
Agreed. Right?
So, that's why I think that's there.
So, I settled for Will Shipley, who I just project to be a PPR back.
Right.
Third down, change of pace back, probably see him in the slot. 20 touches a year, 40 catches.
20 touches a year?
20 carries a year, maybe 40 catches, 50 catches.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
great dude. Taxi squad filler. Brady, you filled that up with Ray Davis.
My boy Ray Davis, dude. I told you guys I was big on this kid.
50-year-old, three-down running back. Van Wilder out of Kentucky?
Yep, out of Kentucky. I just like his skill set, dude. Yeah, he's a little bit on the older side, but, I mean, he can run, he can catch.
Complete back.
Those guys always find, you know, some type of work in the league at the next level. So we'll see where he lands. Obviously, that's going to be a big factor. But, yeah, had to take him.
After that, Audric Estime. Brendan Rice, Jerry Rice's kid, Jacob Cowing. Ben followed up with the second tight end off the board at the 311, and that seems very realistic to me. Jatavion Sanders, who we're calling, what, Gerald Everett 2.0?
Yeah.
A vertical threat. And then lastly.
The best pick in the draft.
Homer
He's
pick.
Back, Frank Gore.
Homer pick God, right here, dude. The Niner fan took Frank Gore Jr.
No. 312. This is Frank Gore with a wig, dude. I've seen him. It's Frank
back.
Gore, dude.
He's back, baby.
It's just Frank Gore drinking the fountain of youth.
That's awesome.
We did go a couple other rounds. We're not going to get into it other than the fact that Spencer Rattler went at the end of the fourth. I project him to probably go sooner than that.
Yeah. I mean, shit, man. I would take I'd take a lotto ticket on Spencer Rattler.
The Rattler, baby.
The Rattler. What a fucking cool last name.
So that was our mock draft. We need to figure this out, but we're about to do draft predictions. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do as the punishment this year?
Well, we were talking off air. I think the Will Levis one is always in play for sure, but
Will Levis one's.
I think we could maybe figure something else out too.
Okay.
Try and switch it up every year.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're just going to give our draft predictions. Where we think all these prospects are going to go, we're going to tally up, see who got the most right. The winner is lucky. The loser is going to have to do something stupid.
And last year, in reference to what D was mentioning about the loser of the challenge, D won this. I think D got 3 right.
I got 3 out of 50.
And me and Frank got 2
right.
This
is really hard. Let's go.
It's a very hard thing to do, this draft prediction challenge, but hopefully we'll do a little better this year.
All right, let's fire it off. Caleb Williams.
Bears.
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 No doubt.
All right. Jaden Daniels.
Commanders.
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 Drake May.
This is where things get a little nutty for me.
Oh, same here, dude.
I think Drake May slips to the Giants.
What?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
There's no way that Drake May slips past four, because I think if that's the case, Minnesota would trade up and acquire Drake May.
Oh.
That's pending Arizona wants to trade, dude. And I don't think they're going to want to trade.
And I think
with Marvin Harrison on the board.
No, that GM is a fucking animal.
Nah, I don't care, dude. If Marvin Harrison's there at four, the Cardinals are going to take him. There's no way that Minnesota's going to be able to trade up.
So,
if anything, it would be the next pick, your guys' pick.
So, I agree with you, but I'm going the other way. I think the Patriots will trade with the Vikings.
Okay.
And Drake May's going to the Vikings.
Wow, interesting.
Is that what you have?
I have Drake May to the Vikings, dude.
Damn, I thought I was going to stand out with that one.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. Michael Penix.
Oh, this one's easy. And I hate it because the Raiders.
I also have the
Raiders. I also have the Raiders.
Nice. Oh, clutch.
Okay. J.J. McCarthy.
All right. I'll go to circle back to give some context to my changeup there.
We're dominating.
I think the Pats get a little loco and take J.J. at three.
Oh, okay.
It just makes sense,
at
dude.
At three?
Great leader. Michigan guy.
The Patriots?
There was another QB there. Great leader. Michigan guy.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Wait. The Patriots at three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you said...
I think Drake May slips to the Giants.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I got you.
I think JJ goes three. So just to give it clear context, right? The Bears have the first pick, Commanders have the second pick, Pats have the third pick. So I think it goes Caleb, Jaden, JJ McCarthy, Drake slips to the Giants.
I got you. Okay.
Unless, yeah, maybe there is like a trade up with either the Cardinals or you guys, but I don't see it being the Cardinals, so it would definitely have to be you guys.
Okay.
And at this point, at least on my draft prediction, I don't have that.
I think JJ slips to the Giants. If the way that I'm following my pattern so far, because I do think Drake May, somebody trades up to acquire Drake May, McCarthy is going to fall.
And I think JJ is going to the Broncos.
That's huge.
Whoa, that's nice.
So
dude.
They trade up to acquire JJ?
Either they trade up or he just falls to 12.
That's true, because the ones in the middle don't need quarterbacks of the first round.
I like that, D.
Yeah.
That's ballsy.
Bo Nix.
Broncos.
I also have Bo Nix to the Broncos as well.
Are you writing this down?
No. Did you guys write this down?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Here it is.
Shit.
Write yours down, Frank. God damn it.
God damn it, Frank.
Well, I mean, we could have written them down right on this sheet.
On.
So, all agree. Keep going.
You don't have to write mine down, boys. I'll just screenshot it and send it to you later.
So... Bo
I
Nix.
Guess we could also just listen to the episode again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great news. We're recording this.
We're idiots.
I guess we could play it back.
That was actually like the first time I felt like we were just sitting here talking where I forgot we had mics on.
Nice. We're getting good at this, dude.
We're getting. That's fucking hilarious.
So I have Bo Nix to the Patriots in the second round.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's because he looks like Mac Jones, dude.
Yeah. Or maybe the end of the first.
Let's
Sorry.
Get as many matches.
We need a
so
chubby-ish
Bo Nix,
white guy,
so
dude.
Bo Nix at the end of the first, because they make that trade with the Vikings.
Oh.
So either way, he's a Patriot. Sucks for him.
AD is absolutely lighting this team up right now.
Fuck, 32?
Damn, I should have taken the over.
And we're going to lose. We're going to blow it somehow.
No, we're not, dude. We're looking good, dude. We're looking good. We're still up. What is that?
17.
Yeah, we're fine.
Not enough, dude.
Not enough.
I know it's
team.
Not enough, but I'm saying... We were up 15 like a quarter ago, so we're kind of just maintaining pace.
We were up 15 last game.
Yeah.
But we were already losing by this point in the third.
This is true.
So I'm trying to look at the silver lining here, baby.
I appreciate you for that, dude, because I'm always
why
like,
the
normally,
fuck do the
normally,
Denver
lose? Normally, I'm the positive one, dude.
Yeah, I know. Why does Denver think they can put fucking shitty Aaron Gordon on AD? I think Aaron Gordon is trash.
Because
everyone thinks AD is trash, dude.
When healthy, AD's been
he's
a beast,
physical.
And he
Aaron
was
Gordon's
healthy
physical.
All this season, dude, so yeah. I'm fucking pumped.
Which
Anyways.
Means he's due.
He's due to get hurt.
Okay, Spencer Rattler.
I have no idea where this guy's going to land. It's going to be somewhere super late.
I got an interesting one on this guy.
I think somebody that has like a young quarterback now, like the Panthers, are going to draft this kid.
Nah.
Ooh.
I think it's the opposite. I think Spencer is going to a team that has a bit of an older QB.
I'm
going to
be pissed if it's the same team.
It's going to older a QB. He's a West Coast kid.
God so damn it,
stay
dude.
On the West Coast. Okay, same he's time. Going to the Rams.
Rams. Damn it, dude.
Did you say Rams?
Yes, dude. Nice, bro. Rams.
I was thinking yeah. Niners.
God damn it, Brady.
Stetson. We don't know what's going on with that guy. Matty.
I don't.
Got a couple more years tops. So
I don't like the separation between ours.
Yeah. So I'm not saying he's going to play, but I think, you know, it's worth a shot for the Rams.
Damn it, dude.
Yeah. We'll all see
right,
what happens.
We're on the same page right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Blake Corum.
This is easy.
Chargers.
Bolts, dude.
Yep.
Giants.
No.
Ooh. I mean, somebody's got to replace.
They need a running back.
Yeah.
I just think, and it's been proven already with the regime over there, they're just comfortable with familiarity, dude. So, that being the Harbaughs.
I hate how every mock is just every single Michigan player, dude.
Because, like I just said, they're comfortable with the familiarity.
I don't think the GM is going to do that, dude. This guy wants to.
Spoiler alert. Guess where I have Roman Wilson going? We'll get to him later. But anyways.
So I got Blake Corum to the Giants. Yeah. I think going in like the early third round.
I like it.
Trey Benson.
The opposite of UD. I have Trey Benson going to the Giants.
I have Trey Benson going to the Cowboys.
Interesting.
That'd be nice.
I almost went that route, but I'll tell you why I didn't in a little bit after Frank.
Trey Benson to the Vikings.
Oh, okay. I could maybe see that.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
So why did you have Trey Benson?
I had Trey Benson to the Giants because this next guy we're going to talk about, Jonathan Brooks, I have to the Cowboys, dude.
Really?
Yes, I do. Ooh. I know Jerry Jones loves his big name running backs.
That's a popular pick.
And I can see him going to the Cowboys.
I also have him to the Cowboys.
So I actually have Jonathan Brooks to the Bengals.
Wow. That's a good one, dude.
I think they need a running back. It's Zach Moss.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Chase Brown. No.
I don't know about.
I think they have. Sorry, to cut you off. Good, but dude. Zach Moss and Chase Brown could probably get the job done combined until he gets up to 100% with his ACL injury.
Yeah.
Because if he goes to a team like the Cowboys, he's going to get thrust into the role right away.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe I overthought it, but yeah.
I like it, dude. We need some bold predictions like that.
Jalen Wright.
I had this guy going to the Cardinals.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm dead serious. You haven't really gone Cardinals, dude?
You guys have the same list over
nice,
there?
Did you just pull up my notes?
Bro, okay. Let me tell you how I made my notes, because this is straight like from like, okay, I identify team needs, where out that they'd be best, sprinkled in with a few mock drafts that I've seen.
Yep.
And then I'm like, okay, what do I think would look best? Obviously, these teams make sense, but to me, Jalen Wright would be a great fit for the Cardinals, dude.
I completely
agree.
What's
his name is out the window either this year or next, dude. He's an explosive running back. He'll fit well within that system. I think it's a no-brainer for them.
Yeah. So I took team needs also with like this, the overall top 300 mm-hmm. and their like projected draft spots.
Mm-hmm.
So I pretty much took their projected draft spot and figured out what team needed a player like that within like a range of like 10 to 15.
Yeah, that sounds pretty much what I did.
But yeah, with James Conner's getting older, I think they could use a nice change of pace back.
I couldn't remember his name.
James Conner.
They need some firepower. They need some firepower on that offense.
He was still productive though at the end of the season last year.
Yeah. I think he's still an RB1.
It's just he needs to stay on the field. And he can't do that.
Where do you have him going, bro?
Denver Broncos.
Jalen Wright? Okay.
Yep.
I like it.
Just another Jaleel McLaughlin. Great
just
idea.
Just another
dude.
Guy that doesn't fucking matter on a team that you don't care about from a fantasy perspective.
This one was tough, and it kind of saddens me because I really like this player. But I have Marshawn Lloyd to the Panthers.
Ooh, interesting.
I also have him to the Panthers.
So I switch it up from you guys. And
cutting my knees, yeah, dude.
I switch it up from you guys, and this is just purely based off of geographic location. I'm dead.
He's
I'm
a
just
West Coast kid.
West Coast kid. Played at USC. I think they don't need him. They don't need him.
Niners?
I think he goes to the Rams.
That'd be nasty.
I think they could bring in some lightning to
the Rams.
Kyron's Thunder.
Always tend to find those running backs later.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Braylon Allen.
Ooh.
This guy screams Titans to me, dude.
Okay.
Screams it.
I'm not far off from that.
Yeah, screams it. I mean, he's the perfect Derrick Henry replacement if he could play.
What do you think, Frank?
Braylon Allen. I don't have anywhere listed for him, but if I'm just like thinking about him, Bengals.
Okay. So you mentioned Derrick Henry. I think he's going to be Derrick Henry's understudy
and go to the Ravens,
dude.
The Ravens?
Yep, I think he's going to the Ravens.
I mean, I think Derrick Henry has one good year.
Here they come. Fuck.
No, we're still at 15.
We're at 13 now.
13? Oh, 13. You're right.
It was 17.
All right, I hate this one, dude. I have Audric Estime to the Chargers.
Ooh. Okay.
And I don't like it at all.
I have him to the Browns.
Okay.
I can see him definitely in the Browns. Total bruiser style. Nick Chubb, got to be worried about that guy. I think he fits that culture well.
I could see him to the Cowboys.
Okay. Ray Davis.
This guy screams Raider to me, dude.
Raider.
Dude,
Raider.
You're fucking pissing me off.
Raider.
Another dude. That's what I have. Yep. I have the Raiders,
Raider.
Too. God, you know what? I put a lot of time into this.
So did I.
I was so stoked. I'm like, dude, I guarantee all these picks are going to be so different.
I put in a lot of time into this, dude.
I didn't put any time into this.
I could tell.
Yeah, Ray Davis, definitely. I almost said Oakland. There's so many times I want to say
he's
Oakland.
He's an Oakland Raider, dude.
Yeah.
Once a Raider, always
at
an
heart,
Oakland
he's
Raider.
An Oakland Raider.
I'm going to go with the Raiders, too.
Hell yeah.
Fuck it.
I like it.
All right, Brady. Where do you have Will Shipley?
Okay. I have a feeling we're going to be off because I think you already said this team. I could see Will Shipley with the Panthers, bro. I don't think he's going to go far from home.
Okay.
Chuba is over there. He had a serviceable year last year. I don't think Will Shipley is an every down back, obviously, but I think they can mix and match him in there with Chuba and do some nice things.
I got one. Underperforming running back, Houston Texans.
Okay, dude. I like it.
Okay, to back up Joe Mixon.
You know, to be fair, bro, they need a back. Damian Pierce ain't getting it done.
Nope.
Devin Singletary. I don't even know if he's there anymore.
No, he's with the Giants.
Is he? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have Will Shipley to the Colts. I think he's going to be the change of pace back for Jonathan Taylor.
I like that a lot, D. That's a nice pick, bro. Damn, I'm kind of pissed I didn't think about that one.
Bucky Irving just screamed like a Jet to me. Just a bad pick.
Jets?
Yeah.
I have him going to the Ravens as their third down specialty running back, bro. You know how they like to incorporate three or four running backs over there. One of them's always gimmicky.
Frank is just looking up predictions for all these players right now, dude.
Respect, dude. Just say a name, dude.
Just shoot a
Chiefs.
You know, I can maybe see that. Yeah,
they're down back. Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think McKinnon's still there. Okay. Where do we really think Marvin Harrison's going to go?
I truly think the Cardinals are staying there and they're taking him.
I also think the Cardinals are going to take him.
Yeah.
The Chargers, baby.
Oh, that'd be a dream.
Come on, dude. I'm just praying. As we're getting closer to the draft, so this is just quick side note. In the beginning, I'm like, we should trade out. I don't care who's there because it makes sense because we have so many needs elsewhere. But we're getting closer to the draft, and I'm just like, fuck. Just give me somebody to fucking root for, dude. Give me a star that I can fucking be like, let's go. This is, you know, just like give me something different for my shitty team that's been fucking shit for 20 years,
I
dude.
Really hope it's
you know
Marvin.
What I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, just give me something, dude. And I'm just looking for a glimmer of hope.
I don't think they can go
Marvin.
Wrong, dude. I honestly, I will be happy with any of these receivers. But if Marvin is there and they pass on Marvin,
I'll lose my fucking mind.
I will
mind.
Fucking put my head through a wall.
Oh, that's a game changer right there.
This is problems.
Here
now
they come.
We're up by 11. They're coming.
Not good.
That's a momentum swinger right there, dude.
Malik Neighbors,
even though, okay, so we don't have to be consistent, right, throughout the draft or throughout our predictions, I guess.
Yeah, just a prediction.
He's going to go to the Giants, and everybody's going to forget who he was.
Yep, I have him going to the Giants.
I think you guys stay put, and he's going straight to L.A., brother.
Oh, okay. God. Really?
Yep. I've been teetering back and forth. Or actually, I don't want to say I've been. I was teetering back and forth a lot.
No points in the last 44 minutes, 30 seconds.
This Malik one. And whether or not you guys are going to go O-line.
Was that a turnover?
Yeah, they just called a foul on AD.
Hell.
Yep, here it comes. We're collapsing. Yeah, I see Malik going to the Chargers.
Okay. I think this next guy is going to the Chargers. He just seems like more of the player that Baltimore would draft. Just like a high character guy. He just seems more like a Jim Harbaugh guy, more like a Raven to me, and that's Romo Odunze.
Mm. I like that.
I see him going to the Titans and never being able to hear from him again, dude.
Fuck, that'd be terrible.
This is more so a pick that I just hope works out because it'd be cool to see. I hope he lands with the Bears. They either they trade back up or he falls. Like, I think it would be cool to see too Caleb. Small, dude.
And too small. You're too small, really.
And Rome. I don't know. I think that'd be sick. So I'm going to go Bears.
Nice. Brian Thomas.
So this is one I actually saw a lot and probably one that I least had like say over. Like I was like, yeah, because this spot makes the most sense to me, I think. I think the Colts, dude. I think the Colts are a great landing spot for Brian Thomas.
Thank fucking you, D-Lo.
Let's go. Let's go. We needed that, D-Lo.
This guy's he's locked in this game.
Yes,
man.
Brian Thomas. That sounds great. Yes.
Yeah. But Brian Thomas to the Colts, bro. You know, they need somebody oppo of Michael Pittman over there. Alec Pierce ain't cutting it out like I was hoping. Brian Thomas.
That's a good pick, dude.
Yeah.
I have him to the Saints.
I just was going to say that. Brian Thomas to the Saints.
Because they need somebody oppo.
Olave.
Olave.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's just him and Shaheed.
I have someone else down on this list.
Rashid? Rashid Shaheed. Ladd McConkey.
Fuck, dude.
I think we're all in unison on this one, dude. Chiefs. It makes no sense.
The Chiefs?
The Chiefs.
Yep. God, that would suck.
Even in my own mind, I'm like, I see all the mocks with the Chiefs, and I'm like, and I it just makes the most sense,
not
dude.
Fucking good enough. Rui? God.
I don't. What do they have Rui on?
Look at him. He looks exhausted, and he just keeps going, dude. Joker. He's like, I'm so tired, but I'm still going to shit on
your
team.
Let's hammer these out so we can watch the damn game. So I think we're all on the same page on this next guy. Xavier Leggett to the Panthers?
Panthers.
Yes, unfortunately.
Wah, wah. And that's where he'll go to die. And I think this is where the next guy's going to go to die. Keon Coleman, I have as a Commander.
Really?
Interesting.
Early second round?
Yes, because I think they have two second rounders. So I could see them adding another weapon.
I'm going to say Tennessee Titans.
Ooh.
I got a little weird with Keon here, and I have him going
a little weird
to the Bengals. I think Jamar, his injury history is a little alarming. You don't know what's going to be happening with T. Higgins here over the next couple of years. They need someone else behind those two. We'll see what happens.
Okay. I think he'd be a good understudy behind those two.
I do too.
Where do you have him going, Frank?
Who?
Keon Coleman.
I just forgot.
Didn't you say Saints? No, you said... Or did you even say Keon Coleman?
Nope.
I'm totally sorry. I was like watching the game and not paying attention to what you guys were saying. Did we move on to Troy Franklin?
No.
No, we're
still
on Keon Coleman.
Oh, okay. Keon Coleman. Okay, so I got he's going to be.
He's looking it up.
No. No, I did. I said the Titans.
Oh, you did.
You
say
did
Titans.
Say
the
Titans.
I
said the
Titans.
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
Yeah, I said the Titans.
So where do you have Troy Franklin?
Troy Franklin is graded out at a third round, and I think he's going to end up someone real weird like the Falcons.
Oh, okay.
So I actually have him in a spot that I found weird that you said earlier, D, and I have him to the Saints.
Okay, and I also have a weird spot. I have him to the Jaguars.
Oh,
dude.
That just seems like a nice classic Jacksonville bust.
Yeah. Jacksonville bust, and you're like, man, there's some upside here with Trevor, and then bam, you draft him, and he doesn't do shit ever.
And it's gone.
Classic
you're gone.
Will Blackman pick, dude.
Will Blackman.
Yep.
Classic, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bust, bust, bust. Roman Wilson, I think this is a little unique, and you're going to burst my bubble if anyone has the same team. I think he's going to the Falcons.
Nah.
And be their slot guy.
I told you who where he was going.
I got Steelers.
Oh.
He's going to the Bolts. We all know it, dude. Sign him up.
Please, you're right.
Sign him up.
I think Ricky Pearsall. I think he's a Raider.
Ooh. I think he stays in Florida, bro, and he's going to the Jags.
Okay. I think he stays in Florida, but he goes to the Bucks.
Oh. Just completely smashed Trey
Palmer. Every Florida football team needs a white guy receiver, dude.
Yeah.
They love gym rats over there, dude.
Yeah.
They love tape guys.
Oh yeah.
Xavier Worthy.
I got a good one for this one, I think.
I think I do too.
I don't think people are gonna hear me on it, but well, I don't know, maybe. We'll see. Frank, who you got?
The Bills.
Oh. No. In the first?
No. Second.
I think he'll be gone by then.
You think so?
What do you think?
All right, bro. This is probably my boldest prediction of the wideouts. Maybe of all of the thing. So, Xavier Worthy, first round talent. This team doesn't need a wideout.
Oh my God, dude. Is it the same team?
At all. But there are some external factors that are a little alarming. And they pick at the end of the round. They are pegged to go defense. I just don't think you pass up a talent like this that late in the draft. I'm saying
the Niners.
The Niners are going to take Xavier.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I like that.
They're going to move on from. They're going to trade Ayuk, dude.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
Something's going to happen with Ayuk. Debo's breaking down every year.
Every day.
They need some new blood in that receiving room. So that's my kind of bold prediction here.
That'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in the division with another team that doesn't need receivers, and I think he's going to the Rams.
Ooh.
I don't think Sean McVay could pass on a weapon like that.
I think that's also a valid point. Very nice.
Just really take the top off, throw him in the slot, and just open things up for Cooper Kupp and Puka.
Well, come on, dude. You got to let Cooper Kupp die.
I mean, you got to mention the name, bro.
He's
going to go
out
there.
Put some respect on his name, brother.
He's going to go out there and run routes. Someone's got to cover him.
What have you done for me lately, Cooper?
Devontae Walker.
Frank's boy.
Oh, baby. This guy has bus written all over him. I'm not even going to pretend to lie, dude. So, as a wideout, to bust, you're going to the Browns, dude.
Nice.
That's a solid landing spot to bust.
Yeah, it's a great solid landing spot to bust. I think this guy's going to the Steelers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to the Steelers. You know, George Pickens needs some love over there now that Deontay Johnson's gone. Which is kind of weird though, because I mean they're kind of similar receivers, but they still need talent over there, bro. And I'm not saying this guy's talent, because he's not on my like highest graded wide receiver, you know, board. But
yeah,
you know, he's still a player, and they need bodies at that position.
I think he's going to the Cowboys.
Okay.
Try to be the running mate with CeeDee Lamb.
Okay.
Interesting.
Adonai Mitchell.
This one pains me, dude.
I got one.
Go ahead.
The Seahawks. Mm.
In the first?
In the second.
Okay.
I think, unfortunately, my Bills Buffalo are going to be taking this kid.
Same.
Womp, Buffalo. Womp.
Malachi Corley to round out the receivers.
He just sounds like a Panther.
Okay.
Malachi Corley. You know what, dude? I'm going to piggyback on that, bro.
He just sounds like a Panther, dude.
Fuck it. Let's have him go to the Panthers, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got, dude?
I thought about this one. I feel like his playing style and his toughness, he just felt like a Raven to me.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Yeah. They could use another wideout.
He's scrappy for sure.
Yep, just another scrappy guy. I think he could be a real weapon for them. Another guy out of the backfield. Be their Debo.
Mm-hmm. I like it, dude.
On to the tight ends.
Damn, this one's going to hurt.
Where my baby boy Brock Bowers is going to be a Jet.
I have the Jets.
I also have the Jet. I just don't see.
I don't see
a world where he gets past them.
Right.
Like, I just don't see it. Like,
agreed.
You know, I tried to do the math in my head, and the math wasn't mathing, bro. So
nice.
Unfortunately, Brock Bowers, good luck out there, man. Godspeed.
Godspeed.
Godspeed, Brock. To Brock.
To Brock. To Brock. Baby. Cheers.
Ben Snow.
Ben Sinope, what do you think?
This guy screams Seahawk to me.
Oh.
Screams Seahawk.
I'm going to say Falcons.
They all know. We all know they need another tight end over there, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Bengals.
Because they're not going to use Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Jatavion Sanders.
So I went oppo of you again, D, and I have Jatavion going to the Bengals.
Okay. Yeah. As I was looking at it, I was like, man, I could flip these two.
Yeah.
Commanders,
I have Jatavion joining the track team and going to the Dolphins.
Ooh. That'd be fun.
And our last guy, Cade Stover.
I have this guy being Dalton Schultz understudy in Houston, Texas, baby.
Oh, I like that spot.
Yep.
I'm going to say
the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah. Baltimore Ravens.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to change my pick, but I just realized he is an Ohio State Buckeye. But I have him to the Chargers.
Ooh. Is that maybe out of you want him on the Chargers?
Well, no. Jim Harbaugh is not going to draft
a Buckeye.
Yeah.
Which means he's not going to draft Marvin
Harrison.
Jim Harbaugh
technically doesn't draft anybody, dude. The GM does.
You're right.
Yes. This is true. And he did come out and say, the draft is my thing. I mean, we will collaborate, but I make the picks.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, you got to have that train of thought, though. Yeah. At some point, you got to have. He ain't going to tell him how to coach.
I don't think we're going to fuck it up, dude. They're going to take the best
player.
Oh, you
will. Like 3 or 4 years down the road, it'll be a shit show.
Yeah.
Over there.
What, is the game over? They're already interviewing?
Nah, this is what they do now. They interview like after every quarter.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's pretty lame. I would hate that. That guy has had a hell of a week, dude.
His brother?
Both of them.
Yeah. What did he do?
No, the other brother. Didn't hear about that
story?
There's
three of them?
Okay, so the middle one or whatever.
Just got banned from the NBA, right?
NBA. His youngest one just got indicted for.
And we're talking about Michael Porter Jr., by the way.
Yeah, got indicted for drunk driving and killing a girl in Colorado.
Wow.
Talk about a shit family week, dude.
Dude, there's two words in the English dictionary which are terrifying. One of them is indicted. The other one is audited. You never want to hear those words.
I could argue auditing is probably a little scarier.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know if you're getting audited,
yeah.
you're fucked. Dude.
Yeah. You might as well be indicted, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fucking shit show, dude. You don't want that.
Damn, well, that's what we got, boys.
This was super fun.
Yeah. That's a wrap. Let's watch us blow this game.
All right. We'll talk to you guys as soon as the draft is over.
Later, boys.
See you.